There's nothing like it for diehard Red Sox fans. Sitting in the stands with Pesky's pole to the right and the Green Monster out on left, the Sox taking the field as they've done since Fenway Park opened in 1912. Fenway has come a long way since then. The owners of the Sox promised to spruce up the park back in 2001, and today they announced the final set of major improvements that will be made to the park this offseason. The estimated cost of renovations over the past 10 years? $285 million. That's more than it cost to build San Francisco's new baseball stadium back in 2001, but far less than the $1.5 billion the Yankees paid for their new stadium this season. I went over to Fenway this morning and met with Jonathan Galula, who's Executive Vice President of Business for the Sox.
This is the final year, 10 years of major annual improvements. Obviously, the end date of our season dictates the start of construction, so that's always a fluid time frame.
Because it gives you a few months of downtime when no fans are in here to get work done.
Exactly, but we've been fortunate to go deep into the postseason, which has required construction to start later.
So fortunate for the team, not fortunate for the construction schedule.
You can say that because what's not fluid is the end date of construction. Opening day doesn't move, so we're always sensitive to that. But sure, just looking out into the horizon here, the 2003, the Green Monster seats were added underneath those signs, which is a very popular addition. Looking out in right field, the Budweiser underneath the Budweiser sign, the right field roof deck seating was installed. This level that we're standing on in now, the EMC Club level, that's totally new. This is all new construction, as are the seats above us on the State Street Pavilion level. All the concourses have been redone, new concession stands, expanded restroom facilities, new stairs, new elevators. So this has been a very comprehensive improvement process to Fenway. We estimate that the total investment into the Fenway Park improvements will total $285 million.
And I understand that in addition to these seats you're refurbishing and replacing, there's going to be a new high-definition video screen going somewhere?
Yes. So probably the most visible improvement that fans will notice this year when they come to Fenway is three new high-definition LED scoreboards and video displays. The main scoreboard structure, which resides in center field, where the John Hancock sign is, that was originally installed for the 1976 season.
So above the bleachers.
Yes, above the bleachers. So that whole framework, if you will, imagine that being replaced by new LED technology. So where you see fixed signs, where you see black and white displays or scoring displays, that whole footprint, if you will be replaced by LED color technology. Now that's great because it allows us to determine, you know, how it's programmed with great flexibility. But imagine the small board to the right is our only color display currently. Imagine that whole footprint being a color display to see a replay of a great Red Sox moment. That's what we will have at our fingertips this year. The Bank of America display, which currently shows pitching statistics and hitter statistics, that will be redone as well. So that entire run, including where the Bank of America sign currently resides, will be full color LED as well, with our great partner Bank of America residing on top of the display now.
So it's a little loud out here.
Sure.
What are we hearing?
So right now you're hearing some work that's been going on the last couple of weeks to put our playing field to bed for the winter. But you're also hearing down in the lower bowl in right field, you're hearing the initial work for the concrete repair and waterproofing of the right field portion of the lower seating bowl that was originally constructed in 1934.
So they removed a ton of seats down there.
Right. So about 10,000 seats have been removed, and they'll go in and start repairing the concrete, waterproofing it, stabilizing the concrete. And before opening day, all the seats come back. And the red seats, or our dugout box, our field box and loge box, will be replaced with brand new seats. And then the old wooden seats, the grandstand seats, will be refurbished and reinstalled. And they'll all have self-rising mechanisms that'll make the getting in and out of the seats that much easier.
So newer, comfier, improved seats when they come back in.
Exactly. And that's the final stage of a three-year project that we've had to repair the concrete and waterproof the entire lower seating bowl.
So a lot of the improvements you're talking about, most of the improvements you're talking about, focus on fans and how they get to see the game. What about the players who have wanted upgrades of their own in past years?
Sure. Well, I'm proud to say that over the last 10 years, we've made significant investment into improving the playing facilities. I pointed out the playing field, for instance. The playing field is all new as of 2004 with state-of-the-art drainage and irrigation systems. The clubhouse facilities themselves have been improved significantly with new weight room being added for the Red Sox clubhouse. New batting tunnels have been added for both the home and visiting side. Just last year, some interior improvements have been made in the visitors clubhouse. So we've gone a long way to improve the facilities here for players and coaching staff.
Do all these changes mean ticket prices may go up again?
That's a good question. We are still in the process of evaluating the plan for ticket pricing next year, so I have nothing to report formally today on that.
So maybe with all the money you've put into the improvements, you could have built a new park maybe, but a lot of people obviously didn't want to see this place go.
Correct. I mean, to the credit of John Henry, Tom Warner, Larry Lucchino, and the partners of the Red Sox, they saw a real opportunity with Fenway Park when they purchased the storied franchise. And they were committed to preserving Fenway. And, to their credit, to the credit of all those who've worked on this project, I don't think anybody could see a better alternative than to preserving Fenway for future generations to enjoy.
Jonathan Galula is Executive Vice President of Business Affairs for the Boston Red Sox, and the Sox may be to bed for this baseball season, but opening day at Fenway is just about 6 months away, April 8th against the Yankees. When we come back, Karen Polito and Steve Grossman. They want the keys to the state lockbox. We'll find out why and what they plan to do if they get them. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.